Blog Talk Radio. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, the fastest 6 minute sports on the air once more and again. Thank you all for being part of what is now week 12 in the National Football League. That is right, week 12 National Football League. And what is wrong with my panel? Ladies and gentlemen, we have some technical issues going on here. What's going on, guys? Really? Really? What's going on? Let's refresh this and see if we can't get our stuff. Hey, there it is. That's much better. Excellent. All right. Rock and roll. Week 12 National Football League. Everything from your Stone Cold Lead Pipe blocks courtesy of our friends at ESPN to the VIN picks for Week 12, all this on tap. Now, look, normally we tell you we're the pregame show to the pregame shows, Fox, CBS, and all that, and get you just lined up for a day of a tremendous amount of football action from the National Football League. But today, a little preempted simply because, well, I want to talk to you about a little something. Actually, that's not quite true. I want to talk to you about a lot. But we have some NHL news. We have NBA news. All the buzz in the NBA right now around Derrick Rose, the injury to the MCL, which now requires surgery, out indefinitely. If you're a Bulls fan in Middle Earth here in Chicago, you hold your collective breaths. I don't know what to tell you other than it's rough. When you play that physical and that hard as a young man does, his body is beginning to break down. And the fear now, and I've heard some people say, some pundits say, you know, is he going to go the way of Gale Sayers? Now, for those of you who might be a little too young to remember who Gale Sayers was, Gale Sayers was a running back for the Chicago Bears, was one of the superstars. He's in the Hall of Fame, but he only played six seasons. Took a hit in a Lions game in year five or six, destroyed his knee, tried to come back, wasn't the same player. I can tell you the list of great players who tried to come back and just weren't the same player. Larry Johnson, for those who remember Grandmama, used to play years ago, wasn't the same player after injury. Grant Hill is a prime example, a great young player when he was with the Pistons, tried to come back numerous times, not the same player. Derrick Rose now, after reconstructive surgery on the left knee, has now damaged the right knee. MRI reveals the tear in the MCL that requires surgery. You know, build your team around what you hope is going to be your superstar. And well, again, it's a fact of the business. Players get hurt, and you know, if for those of you who've ever watched Derrick Rose play, you know he leaves it all out there. There's nothing that young man doesn't give to his fans. He leaves it all out there on that field, and it's a joy to watch, certainly. But you've seen the torque and the pressure he puts on his body, and now in his mid-20s, it appears to simply be breaking down. Again, and this happened against the Trailblazers. And again, it's just one of those things, out indefinitely. And all right, so we'll get to some more NBA stuff here in a minute. Also, last night, Pacquiao Rios, the fight really wasn't much of a fight. Some people call it a symbol-like win, and it was just Pacquiao being Pacquiao. He kept touching him, pacing him, and pacing him, and there was no real hurt, injury, knockdown, like that. He just simply outboxed the young man, and I hope you didn't pay $49.95 to see that fight, but if you did, well, maybe you got something out of it, because the rest of us kind of just said, well, that's just another Pacquiao. It was as bad as a Tyson thing, and thinking the best bets in Tyson fights when he was younger were how long were the fights going to last. That was the bet. So, anyway, Pacquiao, you know, wins the unanimous decision over Rios. Again, I wish you could have gotten that hour of your life back. Anyway, it is what it is. We'll move on. We got some fantasy love to talk about. For those of you playing in your fantasy, most of you should be in your fantasy. If you're not in your fantasy playoffs yet, you will be soon. If not this week, it's week 12 NFL, so somewhere between week 12 and week 14, a lot of those things tend to kind of wind themselves down. So for those of you looking at your fantasy rankings, we'll get to those. Matter of fact, it's nine past the hour already, so why don't we just get into that right now, because we can. Let's see. Let's start with week 12 defensive pairings and who you should start and who you should sit. If you've got the following 10 organizations, you probably want to start them this week. All right. Number 10 on your defensive side of the ball this week. Hey, the Chicago Bears. I don't know if I agree with that one, but we'll see. Two number nines. So actually, you're getting 11 teams this week. Number nine, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 9A, the Green Bay Packers. Number 8, the New York Giants. Number 7, the St. Louis Rams. Number 6, the Houston Texans. Number 5, the Arizona Cardinals. Number 4, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 3, the San Francisco 49ers. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs, a turnover machine right now. And the number one defense, if you've got them, you want to start today, is the Carolina Panthers. And I holistically agree with that one. If you've got Carolina's defense, you're definitely starting them. Once upon a time, we said the same thing about our Chicago Bears defense. But, alas, they have started to, well, become a bit of a sieve. They're just not as talented as they used to be. And I wish that wasn't the case, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately it is. So, and I'm not going to sit here and say it sucks to be a Bears fan. You're 6-4. You're tied for the division lead. Unfortunately, Detroit has the tiebreaker because they beat you. Two of those four losses came against Detroit. So, is what it is. Anyway, back to fantasy sports. Your kickers for week 12 in the National Football League. Scrolling down. Let's give them to you right. What is this? We're not doing that. All right, number 10, Nick Novak. Number 9, actually, there's 10 and 10A. Number 10, Nick Novak, 10A, Sean Sweezum. Number 9, Ryan Succop. Why is that always getting me when I say Ryan Succop? It's just the way it sounds. Number 8, Robbie Gould. Number 7, Mason Crosby. Number 6, Justin Tucker. Number 5, Adam Vinatieri. Number 4, Nick Foles. Number 3, Danny Bailey. Number 2, Matt Prater in Denver. And number 1, Steven Gostkowski. How ironic that 1 and 2 are New England and Denver with the Manning versus Brady coming up Sunday night. So 2 is Matt Prater in Denver. Number 1, Steven Gostkowski. That's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a Donnybrook of a game. I don't know what you're doing tonight, but you know, put everything on pause, record what you can, and sit down and enjoy what should be a great football game between two future Hall of Famers and legends in this game. You know, living legends that are going to play this game at the highest level for everyone to see tonight. All right, to the tight ends. 10 down to 1, Charles Clay out of Miami. Number 9, Delanie Walker in Tennessee. Number 8, Greg Olsen, Carolina. Number 7, Jason Witten out in Dallas. Number 6, Jordan Cameron in Cleveland. Number 5, Kobe Fleener in Indianapolis. Number 4, Antonio Gates in San Diego. Number 3, Julius Thomas in Denver. Number 2, Vernon Davis in San Francisco. And number 1, Rob Gronkowski, New England. You know what this means, right? The reason Gronkowski is number 1 is because Jimmy Graham's already played. They played Thursday night, so there's your tight ends. To your wide receivers. We should get some soundtrack behind this, man. We really should have some fun with this thing. Some soundtrack going on. You know what I mean? Number 10, Josh Gordon in Cleveland. Number 9, Wes Welker in Denver. Number 8, Victor Cruz in New York. Number 7, Jordy Nelson of Green Bay. Number 6, Brandon Marshall of the Bears. Number 5, Des Bryant with Dallas. Number 4, Demaryius Thomas in Denver. Number 3, Vincent Jackson in Tampa. Number 2, Andre Johnson in Houston. Number 1, Calvin Johnson in Detroit. And Megatron is sitting in, unfortunately, what most people believe is his rightful place atop. But that's a good matchup for him against Tampa Bay. All right, now to the running backs for Week 12. And this ought to be a little bit interesting, if for nothing more, then you might hear some names you're not accustomed to hearing. Number 10, Andre Brown. Who? Andre Brown, running back of the Giants against Dallas. Number 9, Alfred Morris in Washington. Number 8, Knowshon Moreno. Number 7, Reggie Bush in Detroit. Number 6, Zach Stacy gets some love because he's going up against a Bears defense that's been prone to be gashed by the run. Number 5, Frank Gore, the Niners. Number 4, Eddie Lacy of the Green Bay Packers. That's matchup driven against Minnesota. Number 3, Matt Forte against the Rams. I thought the Rams were decent against. Oh, that's right. They've got a great pass rush, not so good against the run. Number 2, Jamal Charles in Kansas City. And number 1, as many, many people believe, Adrian Peterson, AP himself, going up against Green Bay, whose defense, while a little bit better, still gives up quite a bit of yards on the run. And that leads us to the biggest position on the field, the guy that touches the ball every snap, your quarterbacks. All right, enough of that. Number 10, Mike Glennon, Tampa Bay. He breaks into the top 10. How fun is that? Number 9, Robert Griffin III. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger. Number 7, Colin Kaepernick. Number 6, Tony Romo. Number 5, Tom Brady. Number 4, Cam the Man Newton. Number 3, Andrew Luck. Number 2, Matthew Stafford. And number 1, Peyton Manning, Denver, going into Foxborough tonight. Wow. I do see why Matthew Stafford is too. That's all matchup driven. Peyton Manning, number 1. I would have thought Tom Brady might have been a little bit higher, but Denver's got a decent defense, and Tom's been a little fragile when he's under pressure. So there you go. That was your fantasy love. Hopefully you made some good decisions about what you're going to do for your game tonight. And, well, hopefully it all works out for you. How about that? How about that there? All right. If you're going to the betting window, you might want to listen to the VIN picks this week. We were pretty good last week, getting 9 out of the 13 on the Sunday. So we will see exactly how this thing begins to play out as the day begins. Now, again, normally we're the pregame show to the pregame show. Right now, if you're near a TV set, you can check out Fox for the NFC love. You can check out CBS for the AFC love and get yourself ready for your games. If you got your grill going, if somewhere in the world where it's not too cold today, hopefully you got some good brats on there, something good. Get yourself ready for your day of NFL sports. And if you're doing something else, just be safe where you're at and enjoy your day, because I need you back here as often as we possibly can once you're safe, once you're sound, and focused on what's going on in the rest of your world. All right. Let's see. What's going on here? Historically, we give you a bunch of fun sound bites and things of that nature. I'll tell you what, let's do the ESPN Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks now. This will give us some latitude if we need to run that back again later on. So, courtesy of our friends at ESPN, and brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Here is the Week 12 iteration of the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
Here we go for week 12, and this week my motto is, you know what? He's not that bad.
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
I watch Scott Tolzien. He can actually play. He's better than Seneca Wallace. He's better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
No A-A-Ron, huh?
And he's going to whoop up on the Minnesota Vikings this weekend.
Who did you want to win?
The Green Bay Packers aren't going to the playoffs, but they're not going down without a fight.
You want the Packers to win?
No.
You don't?
No.
Green Bay at home giving only 3.5 to the Vikings. They're begging me to take it, and I'm falling into the trap. Give me the Packers by 2 touchdowns at Lambeau Field.
Maybe the Vikings will win the next one.
My motto is, I'm going to try not to stink, because my picks have stunk.
Even stink would say that stinks.
But I'm going to go to Kansas City, where after I smell the barbecue at Arrowhead Stadium and have a great meal, I'm going to watch the Kansas City Chiefs bounce back after their loss to the Denver Broncos. They're giving 5 to the San Diego Chargers. I think the Chiefs come back strong in this game. They'll get a rush on Phillip Rivers.
That's a giant load of crap.
The offense will score obviously enough here. I'm taking Kansas City to win by more than 5.
I got
to
work on my game. No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head on the Sunday night showdown at Foxborough. Peyton against Brady. The Broncos against the Patriots. And I'll tell you what.
What?
New England is going to be mad, and they're not going to take it anymore.
You scary ass.
Yes. You're scared, huh?
The Patriots got robbed, absolutely ripped off on a terrible no-call at the end of the Monday night game.
I agreed with them picking up the flag.
And they're going to win this game at home. They're getting 2.5 points. I've been a little shaky on the Broncos all year, and the Patriots are better than most people realize. Give me Tom and the Pats to win it straight up at home.
You're not like me. You're not as good-looking or as strong or as smart.
Wrong. Denver on the road here. I don't care. This offense is rolling right now.
Thomas has it, and Denver's got a touchdown.
And in the NFL of today, you are not going to jam and hold the big receivers Denver has. They're going to throw flags like they did in the Denver-Kansas City game.
What do you know about crime and punishment?
You mean besides the fact that the suffering of man is both necessary and useful?
You can't stop those big receivers in this game. So I think the Denver offense puts up the points they normally put up.
A lot of them.
And New England is not going to be able to keep pace. I'll take Denver. I'll give the 2.5.
You are a joke. You have no brains, no ability, nothing.
And those here, week 12. So, go, let's pipe locks.
Well, if you learned anything today, it won't be the truth.
What's up, everybody? It's your man, Cabby, here with the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge. Now, before we go on, I'm going to take on a challenge myself, which is to do the rest of this video while eating each new Kit Kat Chunky flavor. Hazelnut, white chocolate, and peanut butter, which are in stores right now for a limited time. So,
what is the Kit Kat Chunky Challenge? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's your chance to pick the next Kit Kat Chunky flavor. You can vote right now at www.facebook.com/KitKatCanada. And get a chance to win one of three unbelievable trips. But in addition to your vote, we have 3 Big League fans competing in 3 ridiculous challenges. And the winner of each challenge gets 5,000 extra votes for his favorite new Kit Kat Chunky flavor. That's amazing. So go try all 3 Kit Kat Chunky flavors now. run on Facebook, and stay tuned for some upcoming challenges. Wow, that was a mouthful. You guys don't need these, do you? No?
With every twist and turn, I need a clean that keeps up. New Olay Fresh Effect Va-Va Vivid Vibrating Bristles. Twist and turn for a Va-Va Vroom Clean. So sparkling fresh. New Olay Fresh Effect.
And that'll get it done for some of our sponsors, or the pseudo-sponsors, as I often call these guys. Actually, it's kind of just a fill-in because I had this, you know, a little itch around my ear, and I had to scratch that. Kudos to the friends of ours over at Burger King, by the way. This will be a shameless plug for those guys. Even though breakfast was a bit preempted today, I appreciate the Whopper with apparently cheese and some other things on it. So appreciate that. Keep me going, even though that's not part of the diet. It's a shameless plug for Burger King. it just works. 21 past the hour. All right, here's our little segue. Every week, we come up with some song from the world of music that we hope is an iteration or a blessing or, you know, just something to remind you that you're special, that you know, whatever you're going through in this world, it's going to be okay. Today, we dug back into the old archives of Motown. That's right, because we can. So it's 22 past the hour right now. Here is the OJs, just for all those of you that are reminding you that ain't no woman like the one I got. Oh, it sounds so good.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just.
You gotta love the OJs. Ain't no one like the one I've got right here on the Fastest 60. I know some of you still send me those chat messages like, dude, you're a sports show. What are you doing? We're an entertainment show as well, guys. And many of you know that we do more than just, of course, talk about sports on Sundays with the Men Stopping Violence work throughout the world now. started with our Men's Stopping Violence movement in Atlanta. It's just simply blown and grown and blossomed. Basically, in a nutshell, it's a man problem, all right? You know, and again, I've talked about this fervently, and I'm going to take a minute of your life right now and tell you that Men Stopping Violence is a movement that, you know, of course, domestic violence has been an issue in our society for a lot of years, and it's been a battle for women for a long years. And the reality is, it's not a woman problem as much as it is a man problem. You know, so we need to take control of our own and understand a lot of our own behaviors and why we do some things we do, and how we can break some of these isms and schisms we've got going on in the world that allow us to somehow take liberties with the women in our lives. Anyway, so when you get a chance, check out the Men Stopping Violence episodes right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yours truly, Vinnie Moore. I'll be at the forefront of that whole battle and that challenge. Guys, we just need to learn how to make better decisions. That's across the board. For the work that's coming down the pipe with local schools, it's often hard sometimes to correct that behavior when the person's already grown and it's been ingrained in who they are. It's certainly significantly easier to work through those issues when you get to them younger and let them understand they've got options and they can make better decisions. So that's my Men Stopping Violence moment. I thank you for listening. Now, let's talk a little bit NBA. Why? Derrick Rose is out now with a torn meniscus tear in the right knee, out indefinitely. Now, I've had a meniscus tear. I've actually had meniscus tears in both knees. The reason you're out indefinitely is simply because just because you feel like you can run and jump after a couple of months, it's like a slow baking cake. The outside might be golden brown, everything, but the inside, it's still healing. It's still got to get that strength. There's going to be some atrophy he's going to have to work past, and it's going to be an uphill climb. But Derrick Rose is young. That's the one thing he has to hang his hat on. He's a young man. Yeah, I know he's concerned about his career. I'm sure the Bulls are also looking at this as to what our next move should be. This was a franchise player who you were building your team around, and it does not look good organizationally. You want to commit to the guy, you just have to concern yourself now with how he can possibly come back after a second. It's not major knee surgery. It's an arthroscopic cleanup, but it depends on how much work they've got to do once they get in there. And we'll see what that is. From the scoreboard last night, the Clippers 103-102 win over Sacramento. Indianapolis 106-98 over Philly. The Washington Wizards 98 and the Knicks 89. The Knicks are just atrocious. Boston a 94-87 win over Atlanta. Miami continues to roll 101-99 over Orlando. Houston 112, Minnesota 101. The Rockets are fun to watch now as they start to find some rhythm with Harden and Superman in the middle. Charlotte 96, Milwaukee 72. The San Antonio Spurs 126 over Cleveland 96. You know, the Spurs, every year, I don't care how old they are, always look fun. They always look, they may look slow, they may cumbersome, but you know what they do? They win. They just win. I don't know. I think it's somewhat amazing that they've held it together as well as they have and been as successful for as many years. That's a testimony not only to Tim Duncan and his leadership on the court, but also to Greg Popovich and his great coaching on the bench. So standings-wise, this may shock people up in Canada, but nonetheless, the Toronto Raptors are actually in first place in their conference. Now, they'd be a four seed if the playoffs were to start today. They've won six, they've lost seven, but that division is so bad. Philadelphia 6-9, Boston's 5-10, the Knicks are atrocious at 3-9, Brooklyn's 3-9. So the Toronto Raptors on a two-game winning streak are in first place in the Atlantic Division. Indiana may be the best team in the NBA right now at 12-1. The Bulls are 6-5 in the Central Division. In the Southeast, Miami's 10-3, Atlanta 8-6 right on their heels. Indiana would be the one seed. The playoffs were to start today. Indiana would be the one seed, Miami the two, Atlanta the three, Toronto the four. Chicago would be a five seed, Charlotte a six, Philadelphia a seven, and Washington the eight seed. Okay, to the Western Conference. Portland's 12-2, and people are kind of stunned by that, but that's a good basketball team. San Antonio is 12-1, again, tied with Indiana for the best record in the NBA. And that's just San Antonio being San Antonio. It's all there. They've got a 10-game winning streak. They're just playing great, solid, fundamental basketball. So if the playoffs were to start today in the Western Conference, San Antonio would be one. Portland, two. Oklahoma City would be three. The Clippers, four. Dallas, five. Houston, six. Golden State would be the seventh seed. Memphis, the eight. Now, I understand New Orleans has a basketball team. They're 6-6. I don't know much about this team, but I knew something was awry when I saw this thing that said the Pelicans. Maybe I haven't spent enough time down in New Orleans to understand the Pelicans. Or for that matter, the Pelicans. I'm going to have to go back and do some research. I see the New Orleans Pelicans, they've got a logo. They've got this Pelican looking like he's really hard. It's kind of funny to see, but New Orleans has a basketball team. Well, good for New Orleans. if you can find them and follow them, have fun. They've got some talent, from what I understand. 6-6 right now, the New Orleans Pelicans. A viable source, yeah, in the NBA. All right, enough about that. I told you about the Pacquiao fight last night with Rios. Not much of a fight. It's 31 past the hour. I guess we can give you a little bit of NASCAR love. NASCAR is really over at this point. Jimmy Johnson wins his 6th NASCAR championship. So that's it. No more love for NASCAR. That's really all there is to talk about where NASCAR is concerned. So Major League Baseball, hot stove. Ryan McCann from Atlanta inks a $85 million deal with the Yankees. That's been the big splash so far in Major League Baseball with the hot stove. And that leads me to the most important aspect of today, which is back to the National Football League, Week 12, NFL on deck. Kickoffs are roughly 34 minutes away. Again, usually about 5 minutes after 12 is when you get your early game kickoffs going on. For those of you still trying to get to your bookies and your betting window, you need a little help. I'm going to tell you right now, the opinions expressed on this show are only those of yours truly and not to be taken at its literal sense. In other words, don't come back to me if you take your child's college fund and stupidly bet it on a football game. You don't want to do that. All right? So I'm telling you this now because I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. I want you to be smart. Don't do the stupid move of gambling away something significant. Not your mortgage, not your kid's college fund. Now, if you want to go out there with some discretionary funds, hey, have some fun. Good luck to you. God bless you. I hope it all works out for you. But you might want a little help, and that's where the VIN picks come in. So, without further ado, for Week 12 National Football League, here are your VIN picks, courtesy of me. Week 12 National Football League VIN picks, here we go. The early game start up with Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh has played well recently. Cleveland's got a good defense. I like the Steelers, though, to take this game. Tampa Bay at Detroit. Oh, boy, do I need the Buccaneers to have a game today after finally getting off the schneid last week. But it's in Detroit. It's going to be tough. My wish is to have Tampa Bay win it, but I think Detroit's going to get that one done. Minnesota at Green Bay. Look, Green Bay probably wins this game by a couple of touchdowns, but Scott Tolzien has not really shown himself to be, well, he's better than Seneca Wallace, obviously, but nonetheless. Green Bay's at home, so take Green Bay to win that game. San Diego at Kansas City. Kansas City angered after the loss of Denver. San Diego's a decent team, surely not as good as the Chiefs. Give me Kansas City at Arrowhead. The Bears go down to St. Louis and take on the Rams, the Long Bowl, as it's now called, as the brothers are playing against each other. On paper, the Bears should win this game, but the game is not played on paper. It's played on the field. And after St. Louis put up 38 on Indianapolis, you've got to know that St. Louis is in a good space right now. Coming off a bye week, I don't like the matchup, but I still believe the Bears get it done. Carolina at Miami. Carolina won 6 straight. Cam is playing out of his mind, almost at an MVP level. Miami's fighting for its playoff life, but I think Carolina goes in there and just dominates Miami today. The New York Jets go to Baltimore. Toughy. The Jets have played well, especially on defense, but I like Baltimore at home to get this done. Jacksonville at Houston. Jacksonville finally gets off the snide with a win, but Houston is at home. I like the Texans to take care of business at home, and man, do they need it, currently at 2-8. Tennessee at Oakland. This will be a fun game, just because two teams really just fighting to stay relevant, not even good, just relevant. I like Oakland at home to win this game. Oakland's defense has shown some life. Indianapolis at Arizona. You know, I've done really well at, you know, picking Arizona when everyone else thought they were just laid out and died. Arizona still in a bit of a playoff hunt, still eligible. They're at home. You know, on paper, Indianapolis should win this game, but I'm going to give Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald some love and say Arizona wins this game. Dallas at the New York Giants. I'm not even sure why Dallas is still considered America's team, but nonetheless, the game we played in the Meadowlands, give me Eli Manning and the Giants to win that game against Dallas. And the nightcap, Denver at New England, the game everyone's looking for, Brady versus Manning. It's in Foxborough. That usually leans pretty well for Tom Brady. But Peyton's got a bunch of talent around him. I think, yours truly, the Vin Master himself, Vinny Moore, believes that Peyton Manning gets it done tonight against Tom Brady and the New England. And that would be the first time this year that the Patriots will have lost 2 in a row if they get it done. You already know about the Thursday night game with New Orleans taking care of Atlanta, 70-30, and Atlanta's just a mess this year. Monday night, San Francisco at Washington. On paper, the Redskins shouldn't even be on the same field. But again, RG3 often saves his best for big games and big spotlights. I'm kidding. The Niners are going to get that done tomorrow night. And that is your Week 12 VIN Picks for 2013. Have a great day. Enjoy the football. Love you. And there's nothing, and I mean nothing, you can do about it. So we'll let that kind of stew on you for a minute. Bears and Rams today, about a 12:05 kickoff. A lot of people, especially on Facebook, excited about the Rams after the beatdown they put in Indianapolis and getting a bye week, getting healthy. We'll see. We shall see. You all know me. I'm a Bears fan to my heart, but I'm also a realist. And Josh McCown will be starting for the Chicago Bears today against what may be one of the best pass rushes we've seen out of St. Louis in a while. Robert Quinn is just a beast, and so the O-line will have its hands full with that Rams team. In the meantime, notwithstanding that, there is – let's see. You've got your VIN picks. You've had your good stuff. You've had that. Now, let's talk a little NHL. We've got a big window here. Let's go down the NHL standings real quick. Boston atop the Atlantic at 15-6, followed closely by Toronto at 14-8. In the Metropolitan, Pittsburgh, the Penguins 15-9, the Washington Capitals 12-10. There's a bit of a gap there. Pittsburgh coming off this recent loss. The Blackhawks 16-4. And did you see the last highlights? How the Blackhawks scored within 9 seconds? That was just fun. 7-2-1 in their last 10, atop the Central Division, along with St. Louis, who has a little bit higher winning percentage, 16-3-3. But the Blackhawks with a higher point total of 36. Colorado 17-5, right behind the St. Louis Blues. So that Central Division is fun. It's tight. Minnesota's 15-5. That has to be the most competitive division in hockey. Anaheim sitting atop the Pacific at 17-6, 37 points on the board. My friends in Calgary, 8 wins, 11 losses. Look, we still haven't given up. Hope you're coming off a win. We just need to get some things going in our favor. It's fundamental. Play the short boards. Just be fundamentally strong. And maybe I'm asking for too much right now. It's a young squad, but I got much love for the Calgary Flames up there after spending about the last year and a half in that market. Just amazing people, amazing city. Hope to see you guys again one day. In the meantime, for those of you who get a chance, go to NHL.com, check out the highlights of last night's action. You'll get a chance, if you didn't see the Blackhawks game, you get a chance to see exactly how they scored twice in 9 seconds. Again, skill set off the chains coming out of Chicago these days. But again, not on paper. It's played on the ice. And again, you're going to hear from Boston. You're going to hear from Pittsburgh. You're going to hear from Washington. You're going to hear from St. Louis. You're going to hear from Colorado this year. You're going to hear from Anaheim this year and San Jose. I'm not sure about the LA Kings yet because they just seemed a little bit, I don't know, I won't say inconsistent. They're 15-6, which is a good record. Somehow I think Phoenix, the Coyotes, even though they're coming off a loss, are a little more consistent than the LA Kings right now. But, hey, that's just one guy's opinion, all right? The guy that happens to be on your airwaves, ha-ha! Oh, okay, let me stop. I was a little beside myself there. So, to the friends of the Great Northwest, good morning to Red Deer. Good morning to Calgary. Good morning to Colorado Springs. To the East Coast, good morning, Arlington, Virginia. If you'd like your city acknowledged, simply send me a correspondence at www.govincentimaging.com, or if you want to send me an email, it's simply vincent@govincentimaging.com. Yes, I'm making myself available to you. Why? Because I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. In the meantime, back to the world of sports. You've got your basic MLB love. There's nothing really going on in hot stove other than the Brian McCann signing with the Yankees, $85 million. Well, how would you like to be the guy that signs an $85 million contract over 5 years? Baseball loves to spend money, do they not? They just love to throw it around like they've just got it to blow. Anyway, all right, guys. It's 11:40. We're going to wind this thing down in about 5 minutes today. We're not going to go a full hour because there's really no reason to do so. You've got everything that you need to have a successful Sunday. Let's see. To the family here in Richland Park, love you and there's nothing you can do about it. To my superstar daughter, stay out of trouble. Why? Because we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. You can replay this podcast and the link you can find on the Fast 60 Minute Facebook page. Just look it up. If you want to Google the fastest 60 minutes of sports, you'll see my fat head along with my superstar daughter on the link to that page. And by all means, play back as many archives as you want to. Check my record. And I've always wanted to say that. I really have. I've always wanted to tell my fandom, check the record. If I tell you that I went 9-5 or 9-6, whatever, 69 and whatever, you can check the record, all right, which is always cool. The one thing about this show is archived, it's recorded, so if you ever need to go back and if I tell you something that's contrary to what I said before, which should not happen, you can call me on it, and that's cool. I really would appreciate that. For those of you that follow Vinnie Moore or Vincent Moore on Facebook, by all means, read the post. I appreciate the love you share. I appreciate the guidance. We may be creating some more fun things out there on Facebook, but guys, I want to be clear about some things. Social media is just that. It is social media. I read some things. I wrote some things. I am really, really, I'm a little nauseated by the idea that someone thinks that Facebook or Twitter has somehow been given the power to destroy your friendships or relationships. It's social media. People write some of the silliest garbage out there because they can, not because it's how they feel, but it's because they can. Some people live vicariously through other people. They fulfill their, you know, inardent, deep-seated fantasies through the successes or failures of other people. It's social media. Now, I don't know how some people get so wrapped up in, you know, what someone wrote or said. I mean, Miley Cyrus is out there trying to twerk with Robin Thicke, and all of a sudden, or Alan Thicke, whatever the hell his name, I think it's Robin Thicke. Nonetheless, the fact is, see, you have to have booty to really get away with that. It was a pathetic attempt to get publicity. And guess what? Enough insecure idiots bought it. And again, I'm not saying she's not a talented young lady, but that wasn't necessary. Was it? Or did we just know by these wonderful geeks out there who are smart enough to tell us that we're so shallow that we can buy into things like that? Lindsay Lohan's been turned into a star. What has she done that has made her so significant to so many people? Somebody help me understand this, all right? I mean, I see talented teachers every day who will get no love because they just go about their day-to-day and do what they do. And at the end of the year, no one says anything about them. They just collect a little garbage paycheck because, unfortunately, teachers are still underpaid in this country. And when all's said and done, they look in the mirror, and you know what looks back at them? A very proud, successful teacher. When you look in the mirror every single day, you're proud of what you see that looks back at you. And I won't get on my soapbox because we're in the middle of the last few minutes of the show. But the reality is, if the person looking back at you makes you smile, that's a good thing. If you look in the mirror and you're not satisfied with what you see, do something about it. Really, do something about it. And for those of you who know me from my days as the life coach, don't let someone else pin you into their pit of despair and frustration. If you're around a bunch of insecure people, why? Does that make you feel like the big fish in the sea? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Either way it goes. Do better than that. You're better than that. All right? So how are we going to wind this down, Mikey? How do we want to do this today? All right, let's do this little touch of Sam Cooke. It's actually the audio behind the video of a Blackhawks situation, but I think this is appropriate. So we'll wind it down with this. Back in a second.
gonna do? Get in the groove and let the good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long, yeah. Everybody let the good time roll. We gonna stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long.
That is Sam Cooke, Let the Good Times Roll. Guys, with Week 12 NFL on deck and a lot of great football and playoff implications included, I really want you to enjoy this Sunday. Have a great time enjoying the football, enjoying your fellowship with friends, family, and relearn to love each other. I know that's a bit of an oxymoron for some of you, but learn to love each other. And sometimes because of pre-existing situations, maybe you've kind of lost the love that once existed. Maybe you've lost your focus where your relationships are concerned. And it's hard. I'll be the first one to admit that. I myself understand that wholeheartedly. It's hard. I've heard just about all my comedic friends who do stand-up comedy around this nation all say, if you've been with somebody, 15, 20 years, stay with them. Well, there are times when I think that's very, very appropriate. And it comes down to just simply appreciating what you've got. And then there are times, as Joel Osteen says, when you wake up one day and realize that you've been the puppet and you've been controlled by the puppet master, and that cycle has to stop. Whatever your situation is, I appreciate who you are, and I'm going to say this to the world, actually. I appreciate who you are. I appreciate what you bring to the table. I don't know everybody, and for those of you who know me, I'm not shy about meeting new people. But nonetheless, I want the best for everybody, whatever that means in your world. All right, I want you to find a smile on this Sunday. With everything going on in this world, it is absolutely imperative that some part of your day you find a smile. You find a motivation and a reason to get through your day. It's not going to be easy sometimes. There's some days that are going to be easier than others, but you'll find that there are people around you that care about you, that love you, and that will lift you up and get you through those challenging times. Just know that, and know that people are thinking about you. And all of us here at the Fastest 6 Minute Sports, as we say all the time, we love you and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. All right? Now, the idea of this football today, I'm going to wind this down in a little bit of a quirky way. I've got, what do I have there? There is 4 minutes, 16 seconds. I think I can do this. Oh, you really? Okay. All right. I'll do that for you because I love you. All right. A replay of the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks is on deck, and then we'll begin to shut this thing down. So I almost forgot. See? Thanks for reminding me. All right. So once more and again, with a few minutes left in the show, Week 12 Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, courtesy of our friends at ESPN and Peak Antifreeze. Here you go.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
Here we go for week 12, and this week my motto is, you know what? He's not that bad.
Where is A.A.Ron right now?
I watch Scott Tolzien. He can actually play. He's better than Seneca Wallace. He's better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
No A.A.Ron, huh?
And he's going to whoop up on the Minnesota Vikings this weekend.
Who did you want to win?
The Green Bay Packers aren't going to the playoffs, but they're not going down without a fight.
You want the Packers to win?
No.
You don't?
No.
Green Bay at home giving only 3.5 to the Vikings. They're begging me to take it, and I'm falling into the trap. Give me the Packers by 2 touchdowns at Lambeau Field.
Maybe the Vikings will win the next one.
My motto is I'm going to try not to stink because my picks have stunk.
Even stink would say that stinks.
But I'm going to go to Kansas City where, after I smell the barbecue at Arrowhead Stadium and have a great meal, I'm going to watch the Kansas City Chiefs bounce back after their loss to the Denver Broncos. They're giving 5 to the San Diego Chargers. I think the Chiefs come back strong in this game. They'll get a rush on Phillip Rivers.
That's a giant load of crap.
The offense will score obviously enough here. I'm taking Kansas City to win by more than 5.
I got
to
work on my game.
No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head on the Sunday night showdown at Foxborough. Peyton against Brady. The Broncos against the Patriots. And I'll tell you what.
What?
What? New England is going to be mad, and they're not going to take it anymore.
You scary ass.
Yes.
You're scared, huh?
The Patriots got robbed, absolutely ripped off on a terrible no-call at the end of the Monday night game.
I agreed with them picking up the flag.
And they're going to win this game at home. They're getting 2.5 points. I've been a little shaky on the Broncos all year, and the Patriots are better than most people realize. Give me Tom and the Pats to win it straight up at home.
You're not like me. You're not as good-looking or as strong or as smart.
Wrong. Denver on the road here. I don't care. This offense is rolling right now.
Thomas has it, and Denver's got a touchdown.
And in the NFL of today, you are not going to jam and hold the big receivers Denver has. They're going to throw flags like they did in the Denver-Kansas City game.
What do you know about crime and punishment?
You mean besides the fact that the suffering of man is both necessary and useful?
You can't stop those big receivers in this game. So I think the Denver offense puts up the points they normally put up.
A lot of them.
And New England is not going to be able to keep pace. I'll take Denver. I'll give the 2.5.
You are a joke. You have no brains, no ability, nothing.
And those See you week 12. So, go, let's Blocks.
Well, if you learned anything today, it won't be the truth.
There you go. Those are your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks, retread number 2. Now, guys, guess what we almost forgot? We almost forgot News of the Weird. It's 9 before the top of the hour, so just before your games. Let's get this done. Ladies and gentlemen, often imitated, never duplicated, this is the News of the Weird. The fastest 60 minutes of sports presents Vinnie Moore's News of the Weird. Really? Every week, really? Okay. Okay. All right, from the Weird Universe today. And I really could use some silly music behind me, but anyway, we'll get to that. After its launch was delayed for a month by the way, this is out of Madison, Wisconsin. But Madison, Wisconsin city attorney, the Snuggle House, as it's called, the Snuggle House, was cleared and scheduled to open on November 15th to provide in-bed, pajama-clad, intimate, non-sexual touching for $60 an hour. Let me read that again. After its launch was delayed for a month by Madison, Wisconsin city attorney, the Snuggle House was cleared and scheduled to open on November the 15th to provide in-bed, pajama-clad, intimate, non-sexual touching for $60 an hour. So many people, said assistant manager Emily Noon, don't have significant others in their lives and just need to be held, including, she said, the elderly and hospice patients who are part of the target clientele. The city's delay was, a spokesman said, to assure that Snuggle House had protocols for dealing with risky situations in which customers refuse to take no sex for an answer. Snuggle House has prominent surveillance cameras and panic buttons for the staff. I'm trying to figure out which one is going to hit the panic button. What do you do in the middle of an elderly couple who decide that screw this and they decide to get it on? And can you imagine being the nurse at the window where the camera's at hitting the panic button because some 70-year-old people decided they wanted a little more than just a hug? And that is week 12, News of the Weird from yours truly. Wow, Snuggle House, $60 an hour and you ain't getting none. Oh, dear. All right. That is going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Seven before the hour. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your commitment to the fastest 60-minute sports. Enjoy the week of NFL, the week 12 of the NFL football today. Go Bears. Go Rams when they're not playing the Bears. Love Cincinnati. Love the Cincinnati Bengals. And more importantly, we love everybody, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. This has been the News of the Weird segment as we wind it down. Let me do this one more time. Why? Because it's kind of fun. Here you go. The fastest 60 minutes of sports presents Vinnie Moore's News of the Weird. We really got to start. Wow. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for being part of it. As let's roll out of here with some old Heavy D and some Tupac. Why? Because we can. Let's do this. Let's get it on. Okay, there's a 5-second delay there. Let's get it on. Let's get it on. Hit me now, please.
Yeah, this is an untouchable funk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is for all the players and the playettes. Wherever you at, you dig? I'm talking about from this side, that side, east side, west side, your side, my side. It's all about being function, man. Hey, yo, give me that
microphone. It's heavy D, the baritone, and I'm home alone, dig it. And I'm always staying freshly dipped on 1/2 5th with a dog's bark and a dreadlock bit bark and split. Okay, 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 it's heavy D again. Hallelujah! I'm on your TV screen again. You see me on your MTV and on your BET and on your local Focal Point video show. Nigga, the sour flow slow.
I like an eagle.
No sequel, no equal. I get love from all the fucks because I'm a still my people. I'm dynamic, punks panic when they see me. They get all shook up when my mic's hooked up. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor.
I bleed forever thugging on a quest to get G's. Running from enemies ever since the days of the sea. I'm under pressure, the stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see me stacking G's. They ask for a flame, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, reoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 45. Beware strangers, hand on my 45, that's what the pain does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know until I'm gone. From out the gutter with a jealous motherfucker's wrong. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me before the penitentiary. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor.
I thought you knew I stay true to this round thing I do. I have all the honey saying go poo. I flip a style from the project building 70.
Hey, what's up?
Apartment 60. I turn food stamps to green stamps to grow power amps. There's so weed on the corner lamp. But now I'm just microphone talking. So when you see my ass, have my cat, or just keep walking. Niggas got more game than Genesis. Seen a movie made in L.A., now everybody menaces. But them youth don't trouble we, because they fall victim to what they see, hey. I keep it real and real, like my last album title song. But I understand it takes a year for niggas to catch on. Hit them in the head, go. So let's get it on. Yeah.
But the Dutchie, he's cooler with the sunk. The doctor gets wicked in the joint. Notorious, glorious. Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen doubles like Noah? The rhyme flower, B.I.G. Top rocks with the Glock, check your pockets and your sockets. Just the way my pops taught me when you throw the drop, check them thoroughly. The bastard might spin around and try to bury me. And dead niggas don't make no moves. When I'm slinging in the hood, I don't fake no moves, alright? Reminiscing on my swinger days, when I drove a caddy and my bitch sported finger waves. Yeah, she had the Gucci boots, I had Cerucci suits. Oshkosh, Bagosh, Coca-Cola looking real cute. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 top back, niggas better duck down. Face down, you know the routine, the cream. Earrings, you know the drama Biggie brings. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. All your whack rappers hit the floor.